right. Today's class, this is where the rubber hits the road. The name of the class is First Contact. It sounds a little bit out there, a little bit going in outer space, and that is how a lot of you guys feel about the thought of actually having to talk to somebody. And I want to break it down. I want to show you the reasons why you don't have an option. And to me, that's the truth. When it comes to sharing Young Living, to me, that is my passion. That is where it is. That's what it's about. When we were introduced to Young Living, I was sick. I was horribly sick. I had had a stroke. Stroke left me with all kinds of damage. I had pain issues. I had 6 fractured vertebrae, 2 bulge discs, a lot of inflammation. It was horrible. And my depression, because of all of that, was just astronomical. And in addition to that, my mom had cancer. We were dealing with that. My dad had a lot of heart problems. We were worried about him and his memory. My husband, knee problems. My daughter, horrible asthma. My other daughter had severe chemical sensitivity. I mean, she was in and out of the hospital her entire life, and we weren't introduced to Young Living until she was about 13 years old. Young Living totally, completely, radically changed my life physically. Radically. And what I can't help think, and I think about it all the time, it comes into my mind, and I thank God over and over and over again, is that Sherry, my stalker, that she was willing to share. Because she had every reason not to. I wasn't nice to her about it. I wasn't interested. I made it very clear. It's not what I want to do. Thank you at the sales company. My mom is sick. I don't want to hear it. And there were times that I actually snapped at her, and she never gave up. And I can't help but think how different just my family's life would be. Just my family. My mom would be dead. There was no doubt that's where she was going at the time. My daughter, I mean, looking at where everybody is today, because every one of those health issues I just spoke about are gone. We don't have any of those. Now, are there other things? Absolutely. I'm still overweight. I'm still working on that. You know, we're not perfect. We're not perfectly fine, and everything's good, and we're living in this, you know, a tropical paradise where everything is fine. It's not that way at all. But my life is different, and I don't understand. I really have a hard time understanding how when something good happens to somebody, they don't have the common courtesy, the decency to tell somebody else. Because really, it's not even just myself and my family. Now, for us, that's 6 people, and then my mom and dad. But it goes so far beyond that. When you look at even if all you have shared with, if all you have done, you've been in Young Living for just a short time and you've only shared with 10 people. Those 10 people, their life has been changed, but so have their family members. And the incredible thing is we're changing the future. Because when we start changing the hearts of people and they see something better, that's how they're going to raise their kids. That's how long-term changes happen. What Gary and Mary have done and the amount of time that they put into it, they are already changing the next generation. And we have an opportunity to be a part of that. So we really have to get over the worry factor, because I think that's what gets in the way. We're nervous. We think a lot of things like, you know, what are they going to think about me? You know, I don't know, That person isn't interested because, you know, one reason or another, we make up all these excuses, but the truth is, when you just cut right to the truth, everybody needs to hear about Young Living. Everyone. And I don't care what excuses you've been using up till today. If I have my way about it, I'm going to help push through those excuses so you can see the reason why you have to share with your friends. You just have to. How could you not? I just can't even fathom the concept. I mean, here's one. I hear this all the time. I don't want to bug them. They've got a lot going on. They're really busy. You know what? That's a horrible excuse. I don't want to bug them. They need what you have. If they found out that you had an answer to an issue that they had going on and you didn't tell them, I mean, I would be angry. Had Sherry just let us go and my mom died and she came and finally got a hold of me 2 years later and told me the possibilities, I would be like, Sherry, why wouldn't you have told me this 2.5 years ago? Why wouldn't you have shared? Why wouldn't you have told me? That's how I would feel, and I'm sure it's the same thing with them. So I don't want to bug them. That's a horrible excuse. I know they don't have the money. That's another excuse that I hear people make up. I know that they don't. I know where they are financially. Well, then you best get out there and tell them, because they need the financial abundance that is a possibility with Young Living. You have not only an answer for their physical needs and the problems they have, but you have one of the only answers in today's economy to their financial problems. So don't let that get in the way. And let me also just say this. You don't know where somebody is financially. what people say and what they're capable of are two completely different things. Completely different things. If it's important enough to them, they can find it. I've been amazed at the number of people that I know, you know, their income is low, but they have these huge, big screen TVs. I'm like, ah, how'd you come up with that? It was important enough to them. There was a reason for them to do it. You know, I walk into their homes and they've got great furniture, their clothes are nice, they've got all these wonderful things, but they're in a horrible neighborhood. They don't have money. They don't and you know that, but when it's important enough to them, they can find a way. I mean, every one of you guys know teenagers that have, you know, stuff that's expensive, stuff that there's no way that teenager had the money for, but they were able to use their ingenuity and be able to figure out a way to get what they wanted. And that's the same thing with people. You don't know. Don't ever speak out of somebody else's wallet. Don't assume that the depression isn't important enough to them or that they're whatever their healing crisis that they happen to be going through. You don't know. Another thing that people come up with, and even if you don't admit it, one of the problems is the question, what will they think of me? What will they think of me? Well, here's a newsflash. Not about you. It has absolutely nothing to do with you in that moment. And I feel that way from the moment I introduce it to somebody, it's no longer about them because they've had the option. That's all I do every day, everywhere I go, multiple times a day, I give people an option, a health option. They don't have to take that option, and if they choose not to take it, it does not affect my world. It doesn't change anything about me. It doesn't change my day, my attitude, my anything. The change is for them. And if they don't want to make the change, that's okay, but I just want to share with the next one and the next one and the next one. Another excuse that we tend to come up with, and this is just a poor me thing, is, well, no one ever listens to me. Oh, you poor thing. That's so sad. Stop it. I reiterate, it's not about you. They're not there to listen to you. There are so many beautiful, wonderful third-party sources that can bolster you so you know what you're talking about. When we got in, we did not know diddly about essential oils. We shared that before. We used the raindrops and the everyday oils, and we had everybody use every single oil on every single person. We didn't know what was what. If somebody had a wart, we're like, here, and they put all 18 oils on the wart. If they had an upset stomach, they put all 18 oils on the upset stomach. They had a headache, all 18 oils. You don't have to know a lot because the truth is the oils are going to do what the oils are going to do no matter what. There is innate intelligence in those, and we can't screw it up completely. If you will open up the door and give an opportunity, have them get their own essential desk reference guide, you'll be amazed what people will begin to do on their own. We just have to get over the fact that it has anything to do about you. And I've also heard, I can never get them to sign up. That's one we're definitely going to hit on today, on how to close the sale and how to really help somebody go from just wanting some information and how to actually change their life. I'm busy right now. That's another one I get. I'm just so busy. You just don't even know how busy I am. You have no clue as to how busy I am. I hear that all the time. And my best answer to that is I can appreciate that. I'm so busy too. There's a real easy way that you can just share. If you come across somebody that has health issues, refer them over to me. That's a real easy way. Just give them my card. Tell them there's some information. Another thing you can do is take one of those flyers with all the 12-week health classes that we do right here in the area. It'll have your member number on the bottom and a phone number, a contact, and address. Just hand them that flyer. That's a real simple way. Nobody is too busy to hand somebody a flyer. I mean, what kind of time does that take out of your life to reach into your purse and grab a flyer? It doesn't take any time at all. Have the decency to share. And again, I don't know enough. That goes right back to no one ever listens to me. You know enough. You don't have to know everything. You just have to work about it. I don't like to sell. That's another excuse. I don't like to sell. I'm not in it for the business. I understand that, and I appreciate that 100%, and I don't sell either. And I know there's some of you out there chuckling, going, sure you do. No, I don't. All I offer every single day, a lot of times, all I offer is an option. It's an option. I give them knowledge. I share what the possibilities are, and then I truly, and you've got to feel this way, it truly does not affect my world what they choose to do. If they choose to become a part of the Young Living family right there, awesome, and I will partner with them, and I will help to develop and teach and give them lots of different resources. That's part of what I do. But I will also require from them that they'll be willing to tell somebody else, that they'll be willing to spread that same message, that same option to other people. And if they choose not to start with a young family, young living family right now, then I know beyond a shadow of a doubt all I did was plant a seed. And that's okay, because sometimes we're the seed planter, sometimes we're the waterer, sometimes some people have to be watered a whole lot more than other times, and sometimes we're the harvest. And that's okay. I just want to be out there doing what? Giving the option. That's all it is. It's not nearly as scary when you realize that you don't have to get them in. I don't have to. I don't have to get them in. I don't have to get, you know, go through that process. All I want to do is give people an option. And if you give enough people an option, enough times, you'll be amazed at the things that begin to happen for you financially. And to me, it really comes down to this. You have a choice. Because it's not about you. It truly isn't. You can keep what you know to yourself. You have that choice. It's your option. You can see someone in need and not do anything about it. You can just watch them walk by and let them go. You can live in fear and let fear dominate your life. That's your choice. It is an option. You can worry about people will think. You can worry all day long. What are they going to think? What are they going to think? Until they've walked out the door and you let them go. You can be selfish. Because every one of those things, that's exactly what you're doing. You're choosing that you and your opinions and what people think of you is more important than anybody else. Because the facts are, it's all about them. It's about everybody else out there. You can step up there. You can share the gift that you've been given. Because young living and understanding health and nutrition is a gift. It isn't taught anywhere. It's not taught in our schools. It's not taught on television. It's not taught in our magazines. It's not taught. Nobody knows. You have been given a gift. And you can step out of your comfort zone. You can see a need, and you can tell someone there's an option. What a phenomenal purpose. An option. You can be a part of something so much bigger than you. And when you're a part of something bigger than you, it doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter what they decide to do, because you know that all your job is to share an option. You have the choice to share the option. You can tell the world, this is my personal opinion. You can tell them that God did not put us here to torture us. He had a plan. And the plan was evergreen thing. It was in the leaves. That was his plan. And being a part of something bigger than you, it is a phenomenal feeling. Every day when I walk out of the home of somebody that I know, their life has truly been changed. They've had something incredible happen. I think, who am I? Who am I that I get to be a part of something like this? I'm just a homeschool mom of four. That's all I am. And now I get to be a part of something that just truly is changing the course of history. And you personally were created to be extraordinary. You were. Every single one of us were created to be extraordinary, not just to get by, not to just put in our time, not to just shuffle through, not to be busy, 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 and never really accomplish anything. But you were created to be extraordinary. And don't let anything or anyone stop you from achieving the greatness God put inside of you. It's a choice. What are you going to do with that choice? What are you going to do? See, I personally, a personal decision that I made when I got into Young Living is that I'm going to share Young Living in some way, shape, or form every day with 10 people. 10. That was the number I picked. You don't have to pick 10. You can pick any number that you want. But choose and make a decision to do something, anything. I don't care if your decision is that I will share with one person a month. If you make a decision and then you follow through and you do it, that means in the course of a year, you will have shared Young Living with 12 people. That means out of those 12 people, somebody somewhere is going to get something. And that you personally stuck to a decision, a goal. That's what that is. Something you said that you would do. You made a promise to yourself. So if it's one a month, that's fine. If it's one a week, if it's three a day, if it's two a day, whatever number you choose, be sure to do it. When we tell ourselves we're going to do something and then we don't, we're convincing ourselves that we don't tell the truth. And then we believe it. Our mind, the next time we choose to make a decision to do something, our mind fluffs it off because we don't follow through. So whatever you choose to do, do it. If you pick the number two, then come hell or high water, you better make sure in that day you tell two. And if you get home at the end of the day and you didn't tell two, you better get back up off that couch, go back to that car, and go out there and you find somebody to share with. Now the question is, how do you share? Where do you share with all these people? How do you do 10 a day? Well, I'll tell you, the majority of it is strangers, because obviously I went through friends and family pretty quick. And we're going to go over friends and family in just a minute, but I want to share strangers. To me, strangers are just the easiest, because there's so many people out there. There's so many people out there that don't know,
and really a complete stranger, if they think I'm a whack, it doesn't matter. I'm never going to see him again. If they decide not to get into Young Living, I don't have to worry about him chuckling when I walk by. Because why? They're a stranger. I'm never going to see him again. And it's so easy. One of my favorite ways to share. Now, you can do this with absolutely anything. It doesn't matter whether you use peppermint, use the Missing Link CD, the Seed to Seal CD. I absolutely love that. You can use the Abundance Magazine, Rub-A-Dub-Dubs. You can use the EDR. It doesn't matter. You can even just take a 9-cent copy. That's how much copies are here in our area. And you can take a 9-cent copy, and what we do is we post all 4 meetings for each month. So we put the date that it's going to be, the location it's going to be, and a little bit of a description of what that class is going to be like. And at the bottom of that flyer, that 9-cent copy, we put, bring this for free admission. So it's a coupon. And then we put the reference number is the member number of whoever handed it out. So you put the reference number on there, and you have the phone number for that person. And what happens is, when you're out and about, say you're standing in a line at Walmart, because everybody always teases me about my Walmart babies. We'll go back to Walmart. We're standing in the line. I'm in the grocery line, and there's a lady in front of me, and she's got her kids with her, and it's as simple as this. I say, hi, are you interested in health and nutrition? I'm in the line behind her. We're waiting, and she's going to say one of two things, yes or no. Either line does not do anything to me. It doesn't hurt me. If she says, yes, I am, I say, awesome. We have some health and wellness classes that we teach right down the street, and I hand her the flyer. We'd love to have you there. If you have any friends that are interested in health and nutrition, go ahead and bring them along with you.